Becoming an actress, who were some of your role models or some folks you may wanted to emulate?
Cicely Tyson, to me, is just amazing.
Wow.
Cicely Tyson, Sidney Poitier, who I just had the opportunity to meet in person at the at a play I did the other day. I mean, those guys are just, wow. I mean, Meryl Streep, I've never had the honor of working with her, not yet. But, you know, just some of the greats, Al Pacino, De Niro, those are, you know, I really, really look up to them.
As an actress, you mentioned several great names. You ever been awestruck? I mean, starstruck?
Well, you know what's funny? The person I was most starstruck by, here's a funny thing, was Julian Bond, because I had been in school. I was a political science major, and I had gone to graduate school for the same thing. So anyone in the civil rights movement who had something to do with it was just like, wow, to me. You know, these people are amazing. And when I had a chance to have dinner with Kwame Ture, a.k.a. Stokely Carmichael, that I was actually awestruck because, you know, what it took for them to do what they did, the people that they were, the resolve that they have, forget about it. I mean, they were, I just had to bow down. They were amazing individuals and what they did for us.
What would you tell a young woman who is trying to break into the business today? What advice would you give her?
Oh, that's so interesting. For a young woman, you specify, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would really say that the key to having a career as an actor is to really love the craft of acting, first and foremost. And secondly, to just, I really highly recommend doing it for the love of the craft, not for the love of the attention that can sometimes happen being on stage. Because when you keep focused on the craft and how the craft and the impact of what you do, the impact of the shows as opposed to being ego-centered, you will have a lot more joy and I think you'll be able to go a lot further and thus have more success. So, I mean, if you love what you do, there used to be a thing they used to always say when I first started acting. If you want to act, act. So just get out there and do it.
Ever had moments when you've said to yourself, Nikki, this is just not for me?
No. I've also, the moments that I have had have been like, sometimes I feel like it's a curse because I literally can't do anything else. I enjoy this so much. I'm just not cut out for a regular job. It's interesting because it's such a frustrating industry. That you often want to just leave it and kick it all behind because you get so much rejection. It's so time intensive and you just like, I don't need this. I can do something else. But the truth is for me, I can't. There's just nothing else. It's so grabbed who I am. There's nothing else I could do. I'm always going to be doing this.
Earlier you mentioned Julian Bond. That brings me to my next question. How was it at the 40th NAACP Image Awards?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the 40th NAACP Awards, I don't know which one that was. I mean, I know we were nominated, but tell me about what you're asking specifically. Because that was when we were on air, so.
Right, yeah. Well, when you were nominated, but the question I'm trying to get is, how was it being around all of those greats? I mean, how was it just being there and knowing that people appreciate what you were doing?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I'm always floored at the impact of that show. I mean, I just went to, and that was when you're talking about the 40th, that was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just went to the president's inauguration back in January, and we were there in D.C., and people are still talking about, on the street, coming up to me talking about Lincoln Heights. It is amazing the impact of that show because when we were doing the show, it just seemed like the little engine that could. And, you know, it didn't seem that big. Wasn't anybody paying attention to it. And now it's rerunning on TV One. And all of a sudden, you know, you're just getting people on the street who are moved. You know, and certainly the recognition of the NAACP, I think we won Best Drama Series. I think the last year we were on, we won Best Drama Series. I mean, that kind of thing is just completely unexpected because, you know, we're going up against Grey's Anatomy.
So yeah.
It's completely unexpected, and it's just, it's so wonderful. It's just, it's such a wonderful, wonderful compliment, but nothing more, nothing means more to me than the young girls who say to me, you've shown me how to, what it looks like to be happily married, and I didn't see that in my life, but I think I can do it now because I saw you. That's huge. Whether or not it holds water, who knows, but I think you have to have an image, you know, a vision. If you want something in your life, you have to know what you're going for. And if we could provide that for anybody where it's missing in their lives, you know, thank God for that.
I think you're going to be linked to Lincoln Heights. You know, that was a great show. And even in syndication, it just seemed so real. You know, your character was just such a down-to-earth, real person. So
I laugh because, you know, I have played so many crazy characters, and I used to joke that I would come to work at Lincoln Heights, and it'd be like, oh, do you need me to actually do something? Because this is just me.
Hey. Oh, wow. You're beautiful, beautiful person. Beautiful person. Nikki, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. And
thank you.
Hey, may God continue to bless you and everything that you do. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's been my pleasure.
It is our guest, Nikki Michaud, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.